This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Taskmaster Joe is at hand. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really mean that. Thanks so much for being part of the solution, part of everything. I really do appreciate the time. Is that low? Yeah, I guess it is. The time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And I mean sincerely being part of the conversation, because I know there's a gazillion other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and it does my heart really good. Got some weird stuff going on today. You know, I said to you, first of all, happy Flag Day, okay? I think it's wonderful that you guys, did anybody take my advice the other night when I said, stop and think today. Think about what Flag Day really means. And I know some of you are tired of hearing me say this, but think about it. Think about what Flag Day really means. Think about Think about what that flag represents to those in war-torn Europe. You know, we just went through D-Day. You saw those nations, the ally nations, who were so happy that America got involved, the U.S. got involved in the war because we were able to help stop that war. We were able to help save millions, not a couple hundred thousand, millions of people from being killed. And I wish people would really understand the importance of the war. And some of you do, I get it. But, you know, you got a lot of young people, the old folks don't want to say anything, they don't like to talk about it. You need to start talking about it. Let's take a moment. Well, I'm going to take a moment to reflect. You guys can do whatever you want to do.
And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the
Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. I should be more honest. I hate when I do that. I hit the button too early, but whatever. Anyhow, you get the picture. Look, do you understand? You know, the Flag Day, what's the big deal? It's when we, you know, listen, here's the big deal. The big deal is that flag represents so much more than a piece of cloth. So much more. Right? Than just, look at us. Look how strong we are. Look how tough we are. This is not what it's all about, people. You know, my family are true immigrants. My family came here after, you know, the war that tore up Europe. That's when my family came here. And if you've got family members that fought there, you know, for the freedom of others, God bless. Thank you. But you have to understand, when people saw that flag come around the corner, when they saw that flag flying on a building, unless you were the enemy, right? Flying on a building in Europe, they knew it was safe haven. That was their safe space. That's where they could go. You need to really think about that. Flag Day celebrated each year on June 14th, as you guys know. It's actually just simply the day the country adopted the Stars and Stripes. Celebration was originally recognized by President Woodrow Wilson in 1916 to mark the day of 1777 when the Second Continental Congress selected that flag. God, I would love to see, if somebody could find it and send it to me, I think it would be great. I would love to see the flags they were thinking about. Although not an official federal holiday, Flag Day is observed widely across the United States in a number of ways. You know, and again, if you don't know by now, and I thank God for Flag Day because it helps remember my dad's birthday. So the earliest reference to Flag Day was being marked in America was in 1861 when the city of Hartford, Connecticut, God, they're far from there now, aren't they? They're recorded as having held the Program of Patriotic Order, although officially declared in 1916, the National Flag Day was not established by an act of Congress until 1946. At first, the flag resolution adopted by Congress didn't specify a particular arrangement of stars or how many points the stars should have. Early flags bore 13 stars to represent the 13 colonies that declared the independence from from England. There's as many examples of the 13-star arrangement on the early flags. One of the most famous being the Betsy Ross flag. Remember, it displayed 5-pointed stars in a circle. That was kind of cool. Dozens of designs have been used since the United States adopted the Star Spangled Banner almost 250 years ago. We'll hit more on this later on, but man, look at the flag, understand what it represents. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I can't even talk when I hear this. But I know what he looks like when he was dancing to this, right? Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, you know, observing Flag Day. But then we have our buddy Xander, who's not in this he's not here right now. He's not in the country right now. He's across the pond, and I always enjoy my time with him, and he loves Flag Day. I bet you most of you didn't know what today was. Okay, it's great for me because I have the whole country reminding me that it's my dad's birthday. Well, it's Flag Day too, but when you tell me it's Flag Day, then I know, oh my God, I hope I got my dad something.
Oh, say can you see by the
With the 4th of July coming up and Flag Day, what do you think about that? You know, Xander's going to join me in a second here, but at an official event I was at the other night, we were talking about the flag, and I asked people to honor Flag Day. I asked them to take a few minutes to think about it. And I said, if you really think about this, we have beat that flag in the, to our young people believing that it's so oppressive and nasty. But when you think of the French, the English, the Italians during World War II, right? And you think about the Italians, the French. I mean, just think about it. When they saw the American flag, it wasn't very oppressive to them now, was it? They knew they were safe. They knew that they were saved. They knew, because of the American flag, they knew that help, real help, had arrived. Anyhow, I want you to think about that on this Flag Day. I want you to think about the millions of people. Yeah. I'm going to ring our own bell, so to speak. I want you to think about the millions of people that didn't die because the Americans joined the war. Joining me now is Xander Gibb. I always love it when he's on with me. We have such great conversations. But he is probably in a situation right now where there's a whole bunch of mourning going on where he's at for several reasons. One is, as we celebrate Flag Day, we're kind of celebrating our independence, and those guys across the pond kind of lost, if you know what I mean. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Well, it depends on who you ask, but yeah, I think I'm wonderful too. So, you know, and on this, again, on this Flag Day, we're having a good time. I think people need to reflect truly, you know, with Trump's recent visit to England, and they talked about coming together and that kind of thing. I don't know. Did I talk to you in depth about that trip at all? Have we talked about that?
No, I haven't been on since then, but I think it cemented the fact that America and the United Kingdom are kind of like sister countries.
Oh, yeah.
And how we have supported one another, you know, through thick and thin. And I would hope that would continue and prosper under President Trump, with him doing such a great job in the United States. Maybe he can have some influence and show them a little bit more how it's done over here.
Yeah. Well, I think he's had a big influence. And I don't think it's Trump himself. I think Trump has shown it's okay to think a different way. And I think, you know, when you look at what's happening with Brexit, you look at what's happening in France, you know, they're now getting a nationalist leader, if you would, in a positive way. Italy, the same thing. We're looking at a nationalist leader. The Australians. I mean, you're seeing that movement make it through. And I think I really believe that's a positive thing. You have to take care of your own people first before you can help anybody else. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And the left has spent the last 25 to 30 years bastardizing what nationalism actually truly is. And when you break it down, you know, nationalism is really more about putting your own country's inhabitants before anybody else. Why, you know, surely that has to be a no-brainer, that your residents, your citizens, legal citizens, should be put before anybody else.
So I know you're not as old as I am. But I
definitely
thought,
not.
Yes, thank you for that. But what I thought was extremely funny, and I've already talked about this a couple of times, so I get your take on it. So they do this group picture, and it's of all the World War II allies. And I was thinking to myself, I'm looking at the picture, and I'm running, and I know I'm just weird. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm looking at the picture, and I'm thinking of the leader sitting there, and I come across the first row. I move three seats to the right, and Angela Merkel is sitting right there in the chair. Okay? And I'm thinking to myself, unless history's been rewritten or I was in a coma in that class, weren't the Germans the enemy?
Yes, I kind of thought the same. I was like, what is Angela Merkel doing sitting there? I mean, yes, she was the Germans were a part of it, but they were the aggressors.
Yeah.
So that was quite odd that she was there as far as I was concerned. And the sentiment was the same here in the UK. People like, what the helicopter is Merkel doing, you know, given that, you know, Hitler and the German, you know, German army wreaked such havoc on everywhere, you know.
No kidding, right? I mean, it was wonderful. I looked at that and I said, well, maybe they should have had her stand to the far right or the far left, whatever. You know,
far right.
Yeah. Well, for her, probably yeah. But if you think about it, I mean, sincerely, You have her, and then I can't remember whether I saw the Italian prime minister or not, but I would have thought if they were being honest, I mean, I got this inclusivity stuff. There was no inclusivity in World War II, all right? There was the Germans. Were,
no.
Yeah, they were interested in gobbling up, not inclusivity.
But you know what there was? There was America supporting the UK yet again.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, right? We've saved France's butt two or three times. And I keep telling people, I said, you just really don't realize the history of this country and how much influence we really could have had. So it's just, and I hear that Theresa May is no longer.
Yes, thankfully. And there's a leadership race right now for who's going to be the leadership, the new leader. But the thing that I think is really funny, this thing in the media this week here has been that they're talking about that people should be disqualified on whether the fact they took drugs 35 years ago. I mean,
God.
I don't really care what you did in your youth. I want to know what your policies are now and what you can do to enrich the Conservative Party in the UK so that we can have leadership we can be proud of. You know, true conservatism, not whether you smoked a doobie when you were 15 years old, you know, when you were at school. To me, it's irrelevant.
You don't... Only about a third of the population would be would be able to run for office. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Unlike Bill Clinton, most of us did inhale, and there's just no way around it. So
no.
Boom. Thank you very much. Yeah.
But surely it's part of the process to be able to warn other people and say, hey kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Ignore me.
Yeah. Me
anyway,
too.
I'm with Dana. And Zeta Gibb joins me as usual. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're going to miss a lot of good information here. You know, Zeta's always good to have with me. He had to pre-record with me today. But you know what? We're still going to have a good time. Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump largely standing by comments in an ABC News interview about possibly accepting dirt on a political opponent from a foreign source, though in a subsequent interview he says he would report anything fishy to the proper authorities.
They say, oh, he would accept it. Well, if I don't listen, you're not going to know. Now, if I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill to ban any sanctuary cities in the state of Florida. The new law also forces local law enforcement to work with ICE. Organizations opposed to the measure say it will create a larger rift between law enforcement and those here illegally because of fear. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I would love when this guy's on. I know you do, too. We're back at it. Zader Gibb, always enjoy his, and I know you guys, too. You know, you're always looking for him when he's not on the show. But I always enjoy having him on with me, and I appreciate his time with me. Zander, again, thanks for being with me.
You are so welcome, Joe.
You know, I was going to tell you, you know, we always talk about food, and here in California, you know, it's very hard to find good pizza. I don't care who you are. Don't send me an email and say, have you tried? Because then, you know, I can't try all those places, number one, unless you're going to send me a gift card to buy bigger pants. But, yes, I've tried a lot of places. So what I do is, you know, here they have these little flatbreads that I get. I get pizza sauce, right? I get real cheese, not plastic, and a little oregano. A little olive oil, right? And it's so much better than that garbage that you're buying at the stores, people. And I was thinking of you the other night when I was looking at that, thinking, you know what? He could do this, and he doesn't have to send out for cardboard pizza and ketchup.
Yeah, I'm thinking of investing in a bread maker so I can make my own bread. So you can also make your own dough in that, too. Ooh,
yes.
And so you can make your own pizza dough. You can see what's going in it. The thing is that it's really interesting because the stuff that I make myself, I never get sick on. You know, get stuff brought in or go out.
Right.
You know. At least you know what's going into it when you're making it yourself.
That's true. No, that's and Tammy used to make bread all the time, and I just loved it. And she and it was, you know, good. She didn't care if I ate it because she, to your point, she knew what was in it. She knew what was going in it. She knew it was healthy for me and healthy for all of us, actually, not just me. And it did, and it actually, you know what, Tender, it didn't last as long, but it tasted great. It really had a good taste to it, you know? So, try the more natural stuff. It's just so much better. All right. This is always a lot of fun. The UK now, since you're hanging there, you can tell if this is truth or not, they're banning ads that promote harmful gender stereotypes, okay? Tying the physique to romantic success, like, you know, we can't have women in the kitchen, men shouldn't be the only one picking up heavy things. I'm thinking, okay, does somebody really sit around a room and think these things
think of these things?
Well, I've not heard that that is the case, but I could well believe it because, you know, the UK has become so liberalized that it's absolutely ridiculous. We're told what we can't say. We're told what we can't think. You know, it's not just social media. It's everywhere. You know, you can't have good, wholesome, you know, mom in the kitchen cooking the food, because why shouldn't dad be in the kitchen cooking the food? Because it's traditional that mom does it.
It's,
you know,
okay.
I'm not a sexist. I'm not a feminist. But, you know, in my brain, you know, when I was growing up, you know, my mom is in the kitchen cooking the food. My dad goes out to work. You know, traditional roles. But I think the liberals want to blur those traditional roles in absolutely every setting. I'm the concern in the boys of family.
Yeah, I shouldn't say I don't get why. I do get why. I do get where it goes. You start breaking up the norm. You start bringing up traditional things. So according to the Advertising Standards Agency in the UK, they said the rule wouldn't prevent ads featuring only one gender, a woman doing the shopping, attractive people or lifestyles, or the use of gender stereotypes in order to challenge their negative effects.
I don't even know what that means. I really don't. I mean, it's like somewhere it's written now in an edict that, you know, every advert has to have a gay person. Every TV show has to have a gay person. Everything, all traditional movies have to be remade with a black person, at the helm. You know, they remade Annie. They want to remake The Sound of Music now with a black family. Don't fix it unless it's broken. I'm all for black people.
It's a true story.
Being involved and stuff. But why do we have to rewrite everything and actually put these kind of groups at the helm, you know?
But
I don't get it.
The Sound of Music is a true story. I'm sure they took some license with it, don't get me wrong. But it's a true story about a white family. There's no way to skew that to a black family.
No.
It's totally disingenuous, right?
No.
Now they're gonna censor content that emphasizes distinctions between boys and girls, stereotypical personalities, belittles men for engaging in stereotypical female activities, or suggests women are solely responsible for. So if you do anything that may portray that a woman is the only one, like if all your ads show a woman with a vacuum cleaner or a frying pan or something along those lines, they're gonna censor those ads. I'm thinking, really? We have really got there? Are we serious?
But surely, if as a company you're paying for those ads, you should get a say in what actually goes into them. And I understand, you know, the Advertising Standards Agency, you know, doesn't want to promote this or this. But this goes away from that.
Thank you.
You know, this is something totally, it's manipulation. And I think we have to stand up to it. And I think that there's power in our pocket.
Yep.
And when these companies do these things, you know, like you know, Netflix is currently having lots of adversity because, you know, George Soros has just bought a huge share in that. We vote with our feet. We go away from these things, these companies, which is our right to do. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is how we have an effect on our state. What's that company? The Dick's Sporting Goods, apparently their profits are so far down. You know, they're thinking of closing some stores, which is a shame for the people that work for them. But when you institute policies that are so polarizing, how can you be surprised when you end up with a loss of profit? I can't sympathize. I'm sorry.
I'm with you 100%. You know, some lady got on my case. I can't believe you as a Christian and one who touts capitalism, one who touts this, that, and the other thing, is fine with boycotting stores that have to close down and people lose work. And they're going, you know what? That's how capitalism works.
Yeah.
Right? You know, then the store owners, the people that run the place, they need to turn that around. They need to fix it.
Absolutely.
That, you know, that's the thing that makes me, you know, just totally out of my mind. Fun ones will have, let me see. Oh, I like this one. Krista, what's her name? Gillibrand, right? She has decided, as moral clarity now, okay, because apparently we have no moral clarity. So she has decided that appointing pro-life judges is like appointing anti-Semitic judges. because, you know, if you're against abortion, if you're against the, or if you're for the fetal heartbeat bills, now think about that. Think about that. If you're for a fetal heartbeat bill, then you're anti-women's rights. I can't smoke enough crack for that to make sense. Can you?
No. No, I consider myself to be someone who is fairly intelligent and can make sense of most things, but I really cannot see the connotation. I mean, is this her lip-splaining, you know?
Well, you see her, she's in a bar drinking, and she's jumping up and down, and she's doing the jiggle thing, and she had she was at another event where she had the rainbow shirt on and wishing everybody well. Probably, you know, I would love to take some of these Dems that do this crap and stick a microphone in their face and go, "What are you celebrating? When did it start? What are the key points?" You know, my handler didn't tell me. All I knew, I was supposed to come here, drink and jiggle, and everything would be fine.
Tell us about the struggle, past tense, you know?
Right.
Because it's all just become, it's all become so political. You know, many groups in society have been treated badly, but, you know, in the 21st century, we are a little more enlightened. And yes, discrimination still does take place, but, you know, to quote Winston Churchill, you've never had it so good.
True. It's true. If you look at what's going on in the world today, it's true. I mean, you got President Trump, who I think he's homophobic. I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
but,
very. Yeah, I support him. That's why I support him, because he's homophobic.
You know, trying to stop it from being a crime to be a gay or a lesbian across the world. But that sounds like exactly what a homophobe would do. But you know what? We got to go for a quick break. We'll finish this up on the other side. And then we're going to talk about a term I haven't heard in ages, but apparently it's making a comeback. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up with our buddy Xander Gibb right after this. Yeah, well, you know what? I got to tell you, when you hear when you hear this next term, you're just going to sit there and go, I can't believe they still use that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. Okay? You need to be informed. You need to be engaged. You need to heat up your coffee. And you need to come back. We'll be back in a minute.
A timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hey, 55732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, not part of the problem. Anyway, I want to get right back to it because I always enjoy. I know you do enjoy it too when he's on with us. Okay, we're back at it again. When I say we, it's Xander and I are back at it again. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. He is connected to us from across what they call the pond, which is a pretty darn big pond, not one you want to walk through. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, I told you that this week, in the States here, June is Gay Awareness Month or Gay Pride Month. I don't know, they've changed the name a couple of times, but you get my drift here. So
I do.
One of the groups I'm with, one of the conservative Republican groups that I'm with, has said, hey, we'd like to come, we'd like to be part of, and that kind of stuff. And we were told with no no politics, no political kind of signage on your T-shirt or anything like that, which I would imagine is a MAGA thing or something along those lines, and no Joe Messina. Okay? And I'm thinking to myself, this is, first of all, I don't know what happened to Love Trump's Hate. That's number one. Number two is, you would think that a group that was oppressed for so long when it came, you know, to speaking out, to being part of society, would welcome and keep an open line of communication. But apparently, not so much.
No, no. if you happen to be a liberal, that's absolutely fine. You know, if you are gay and you're a liberal, it's absolutely, you know, anything you do is acceptable. You know, you can burn down City Hall and it's fine because you're gay. But as soon as you are no longer in that category, most of the hate that I've had since becoming a conservative has been from the gay community, and I've been treated so badly. But that's okay because I'm not a liberal gay anymore. And the concern for me is that blanket of, you know, Love Trump's Hate, it should be for everybody. And when you actually siphon that off and only want it for the liberals, it's bad because you're actually making that discrimination. You're a part of that discrimination.
Right.
Now, by doing that.
And I was telling you during the break that now you have this is hilarious. You would think, again, that a community has been so, poo-pooed on for so long, 50 years of strife, the anti-Semitic Dyke Marshall, all right, I think this is hilarious, right? They want to prevent pro-Israel lesbians from participating in the D.C. Dyke March, and do not want the Jewish star on the flag anywhere. And so here you go. So if I don't even know these people are conservative, right? There's nothing here that says these people are conservative. They're pro-Israel. So they're pro-Israel lesbians. They have the rainbow flag. They have the Israeli flag, and they're told they're not welcome.
Doesn't matter. If you don't conform to their ideologies, then you're not welcome. It's not enough just to be gay or a dyke. You know, this is their words, not ours. You know, you have to conform to their ideologies because unless you do, they don't want to know. Why should being pro-Israel make a difference to your participation as a gay person in an event? Why should being a conservative have right-leaning ideologies prevent you from being involved in an event if it's an event for gay people? You know, it's such a double standard, but aren't we used to this now from the left? It's all about double standards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I come back to America, Joe, we're going to have to go to a few of these events and demand to be allowed to participate because it's just such hypocrisy.
I think that conservatives in the LGBT movement need to come together and we need to find a way to fund them to go to these events and say, wait a minute. So then you're not for all lesbians. You're not for all gays. So,
no.
So stop saying that you're fighting for the movement. You're only fighting for a particular portion of the movement.
Exactly.
Let's be honest about that. Go ahead.
Have they never heard of Gays for Trump? I mean, you know, it's a huge movement.
Yes. Well, the Dyke Marshall said that we're trying to separate. You ready for this one? I mean, does this sound like, if this doesn't sound Hitler-esque, then you're brain dead. The Dyke Marshall said, we're separating the good Jews from the bad Jews. Right? Now, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? If I am doing an event saying, we're going to let gay people in, but I'm going to separate the good gays from the bad gays first.
Yeah, they would drum you out of town, wouldn't they?
I'd be in pieces
if you
in a
said,
truck somewhere.
We only want liberal gays to come along. They would drum you out of town. They would say that's discrimination. But you see, with the left, it's always do as we say, not as we do, and that is the concern.
One person said that in order for pride flags not to be about Israel, they need to remove the Jewish star. Some of them have pride flags with Jewish stars on them. I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. I've seen gay pride flags with, you know, the American flag on it or looking like the American flag and, you know, taking on other forms. It's like, wait a minute, are you guys serious? So it's only one way. That's it. It's truly, as you said, it's all one way or no way whatsoever. I love it.
Right. Because it's, you know, pretty much immediately when I became a, well, actually I became a libertarian before I became a Republican, but when I kind of like acted on my conservatism, that was it. The gay community kicked me out because I was not one of them, because I dared to disagree with their ideologies. But let me tell you this, Joe, a lot of it is because of the commercial leanings of the LGBTQ ABCDFG leadership.
Right.
And whilst there's nothing to complain about, there's no money to be made. And the concern is that, unfortunately, some people are so brainwashed that they cannot see that. I am not a part of that community, and I never want to be again. Not because I'm homophobic, but because I've evolved.
Yeah, no, listen, again, I've talked to people on the left, you know, gay and lesbian people on the left that will say the same thing. I just want to have an open, honest conversation. I don't want to ban you guys from things. I don't know why they're doing this. And I say to myself, then speak up. Come together and speak up. You know, I don't know. It's amazing to me that the only way we're going to win this is to push back. The only way we're going to win this is to fight it. That's it. No other way to do it. You know, I don't know. You see, you're getting me going over here. Now, you and I earlier, we only have about 3 minutes left. You and I earlier, talking about a past, one of your past life experiences, or jobs. And right out of your neck of the woods, right out of the UK, we now have the Pedophile Information Exchange and the Labor Health Secretary, Patricia Hewitt, saying, we can't prove sex with children does them any harm.
Well.
It's like, are you really?
Wow.
I don't have a college degree. You know what? Sex with little children, 10-year-olds, yeah, it's a problem. Right? I mean, well.
For sure. And anybody that cannot, you know, see that clearly, you know, needs to go and get their brain back from the storage facility that it's been kept in since they've been voting liberal. Because, you know, the thing is for me, you know, Dr. Gina Latham predicted this, but, you know, that the same-sex marriage thing has opened the door for pedophilia to be put on the table as to be judged as an acceptable lifestyle. But how can that even be closely linked to same-sex marriage, you know? But what it's done, it's opened the door because they say, well, the gays get to marry. Why can't we, you know, have our perversions, I'm going to say the word, Joe, sorry, but perversions legitimize them. That's what they want. They want us to legitimize their perversions. And it's not going to happen while there's breath in my body. And you mark my words, this year the Democrats are going to do the same in the United States. Well, it's okay for the gays to marry, so why is it not okay for pedophiles to have their perversions? I'm not afraid to say that. That's what it is. If you get your kicks from having sex with children, then you are a pervert. You are a criminal.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sick. It's disgusting. I don't know. This stuff makes me crazy. It just flat out makes me crazy. Because you said it. Dr. Gina said, you know, at one point in time, they used a great line. I have to give them credit, right? You can't tell us who to love. It was a great line. It's hard to fight that. And they should have added to it, though, or at what age? You know, seriously.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
The thing about this for me is about consent, Joe. And if you're, you know, children and animals cannot consent.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where it ends. That period. There's nothing after that. It's about consent.
Yep.
And children cannot legally consent.
All right, quickly, tell people where to find you.
ZanderGibbs.com.
Always a pleasure, Xander. Thanks for being with me. You know, I love when Xander's with us. Hey, stay with us next hour. Are millennial dads equipped for just the basic skills for basic life today? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.